Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Nashville voters have chosen a new county clerk. Sharon Hurt, a former two-term at-large Metro Council member, was elected Tuesday night to take over the role. Other Davidson County winners include Joseph Day, who narrowly hung on to his role as a circuit court clerk. Jody Bell was re-elected as a judge on the General Sessions Court. Don Diener and Corletra Mance beat out sitting judges on the criminal and circuit courts. Turnout was low, with just over 38,000 Nashvillians casting ballots. A new youth mental health crisis center in Nashville is now open 24 hours a day and has plenty of capacity to help more kids, at least for now. Diana Jackson of Mental Health Co-op is the nursing director and tells This Is Nashville host Blake Farmer that costs should never get in the way.
We actually run off of state grants, so if an individual comes into our emergency psych center, they will never get a bill for any of the services.
Oh, not just that, oh, well, you might be able to help out and cut your bill in half or something. There is not a bill.
Correct. There's no bill.
The center is located in North Nashville and has 15 beds. The rooms are designed to be safe for kids who might be at risk of hurting themselves. Children and teens do not need a referral. When they present at the crisis center, they can stay up to 5 days receiving intervention therapy. While membership in the Southern Baptist Church continues to decline, the participation of its remaining members is on the rise. Last year, membership dropped to its lowest level in more than 50 years. At the same time, the church saw a 4% increase in weekly attendance and a 5% bump in baptisms. The denomination, which is headquartered in Nashville, is the largest Protestant branch in the United States. The home furnishings business, once known as Kirkland's, is shuttering and laying off 88 people, the Nashville Business Journal reports. Bed Bath & Beyond bought the Tennessee-based company. It had been operating as the Brand House Collective, but it filed a layoff notice with the state, citing a permanent closure of its Brentwood headquarters. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.